This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The world's biggest battery will be built in the state of Maine, and it could store 130 million times more energy than a laptop battery. An energy startup company called Form Energy plans to build the world's biggest battery in Lincoln, Maine, to help ease stresses on the region's power grid. The project is funded by U.S. Department of Energy grants of $147 million. The battery will be capable of storing 8,500 megawatt hours of energy. To put that 8,500 megawatts of energy into context, a single megawatt hour provides enough power for an electric car to travel 3,600 miles. The battery bank will be built using an iron air battery system, which works using a process of reversible rusting. When the battery discharges, it takes in oxygen from the air and converts the iron inside the battery to rust. Then, when the battery is recharging, the process is reversed, converting rust back into iron and releasing oxygen into the air. The energy storage system will be built up from multiple individual battery modules, each about the size of a side-by-side washer-dryer set. Each module will contain about 50 3-foot-tall cells, which contain iron and air electrodes along with a water-based, non-flammable electrolyte solution. Iron-air batteries have several advantages over the traditional lithium-ion batteries used in everyday technology. There are no heavy metals in iron-air batteries, which means a reduced environmental impact from lithium mining. They are also far cheaper to operate than their lithium-based relatives. An iron-air battery stores energy at less than one-tenth the cost of lithium-ion battery technology. But there's no chance of iron-air batteries replacing lithium-ion batteries in consumer electronics. Although iron-air batteries are useful for large-scale storage, they charge and discharge energy much slower than lithium-ion cells, which is not ideal for smartphones or electric cars. It's also tough for researchers to shrink the batteries down small enough to fit inside everyday devices. Bozeman City Commissioners have given initial approval to an ordinance that would ban animal trapping and snaring on city-owned land in Sourdough Canyon. The city owns several plots of land in a checkerboard pattern in the Sourdough-Bozeman Creek drainage, from which the city gets some of its water supply. The other sites on the checkerboard are Forest Service land in the Custer-Gallatin National Forest, which in 2013 banned trapping within 500 feet of the trail in Sourdough and other areas around Bozeman. A popular trail runs from just south of town to Mystic Lake, where people hike, run, cycle, and ski in the winter. The trail is also an off-leash dog area, and dogs are known to stray far and wide from the designated path, sometimes where traps and snares are set. The prohibition on trapping and snaring would be enforceable by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks because even though the city owns the land, it does not have enforcement power on it. The ordinance allows for the city manager to grant exceptions to the ban if, for example, the city feels the need to trap for beaver activity. Beavers love the outtake of Mystic Lake, and there has been work to make sure that beaver dams do not get too big in the area. Beaver dams can create ponds and retain water, restricting natural stream flows. Michael Storger with Bold Visions Conservation said in the commission meeting, "People tend to forget the savagery involved in trapping. The trapping season is typically in winter. An animal can languish for several days and several nights in sub-zero weather," Storger said. "They're exposed to hypothermia, hunger and thirst, blood loss from attempting to chew off trapped limbs, broken teeth from attempts to chew off the steel jaws of the trap, and the psychological trauma of being restrained." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.